This summer, Alaskans got a taste of something they've rarely felt before, a heat wave. The Alaska Panhandle experienced record high temperatures and a lot of sunshine. Commentator Heather Lendy recorded her thoughts so she would not forget what it was like.
It was 85 on the shady back porch when we left the house. The grocery store is out of sunscreen and the ice machine has quit. When the sun shines in the normally rainy and cool Alaska Panhandle, we can't stay indoors. And with nearly 24 hours of it right now, no one is sleeping much. Fishing is as close as we get to a rest. Our net is 150 feet long and 4 fathoms deep. The lead line on the bottom keeps it hanging like a curtain, and oval white corks strung along the top hold it up. We drop it in across the current, pull it tight, and then wait, with the engine off, rocking in the sun with our backs braced against the sides and our feet up on the opposite gunwales. There is just enough of a breeze to keep the horseflies from landing. The water is an opaque jade green from all the glacial till, and the snow and tree-covered mountains rise up like canyon walls across the way. When a couple of the corks sink, we start the outboard and cruise next to the net. My daughter reaches over the bow and pulls up the section with the fish in it. After twisting the mesh out of its gills, she drops the thrashing sockeye into the boat. The thing is, with weather this fine, it wouldn't matter if we didn't catch a thing. It almost seems too much to ask, but before the tide changes, we have 5 salmon. One of the guys, who has switched from steaming lattes to iced coffee at the cafe, summed up how most of us feel. "If this is global warming," he said, "then I'm all for it."
Heather Lendy is a columnist for the Anchorage Daily News. Her comments were recorded earlier this summer and sent to us by way of member station KHNS in Haines, Alaska.